some deeper than usual breaths. And as you breathe in, acknowledge the air as it nourishes your lungs. Feel it come in through your nostrils, into your lungs. And as you breathe out, acknowledge the energy in which you are expanding as you exhale. Surrender and release what you have been holding. Breathe in the life force and exhale what no longer serves you. And with a few of these inhalations and exhalations, find your center. Find that place in your body that is calling to you for attention. It may be a stiffness, a swelling, a spot of extra heat, some discomfort. Whatever area comes to mind, focus your attention on that area. And when you breathe in, take the energy of the life force energy directly in through your nose, your nostrils. And instead of just to your lungs, as you breathe out, send that energy into the area of your body that is calling to you now for attention. With several of these breaths, with intention, sending the life force, the chi, the healing energy to that area with every exhalation. Remember that your physical body is as above, so below. It is also as the earth and the sun, and the stars, and the galaxies. There are poles, a north and a south, and an east and a west, a front and a back, and a spherical component to your field. We invite you to find the center of that field, and in that balance of the sun and the earth, send the energy to that area of your body that is calling to you for attention. There may be more than one area. There may just be a troubling in your mind that you would like to ease. Do not judge what comes up. Just send the breath there for balancing, rejuvenation, healing. It wants you to focus now on the energy around your body. There is a spherical energy around you. I want you to take your attention from the physical body out to your field of energy, as we will call it, your bubble, your Merkaba. And it's as though you're looking at yourself. You're not inside your body. So you're looking at your own personal Merkabic field, your own bubble. We want want you to study it and look to see if there are any areas in that field that call to you. Any little holes or tears or discoloration. Sometimes energy will protrude out or be a little deformed in a certain area, a little dimple or a ripple in your field. Circle around your field and look to see if there is anything in your field that is calling to you. And then notice if it is connected to that physical part of your body that was calling to you earlier. And if it's not, that's fine. There may be a new area you want to aware of. See where it is linked to your physical body. And then with your breath, as you breathe in, send the healing chi, life force energy, with your out-breath to that area of your field that is calling to you for balance, for healing. And if there are no areas in your bubble, in your field, and just hold yourself as if you are your higher self holding your human self, holding your bubble. And with those gigantic hands around your sphere, send the light of the highest frequencies that you are ready to receive to your personal field with ease and grace and joy. Only that which you are ready to receive, that next frequency, the next level of consciousness. And as your hands hold your sphere of consciousness with intention, you can request any personal physical healing. You can request ascension waves, higher frequency light, only that which is in your highest good. You can ask for that now. And now as a group, as we sit in those energies of our balanced Merkabic fields, join your field with the others in the room. In this case, in this room, there are five present, and so we are forming a five-pointed star. And with intention, as you join your field with the others in the room, creating a group Merkabic field, the intention being to send this healing now to the earth. In the center of the room, we have a globe. And see us holding as a group, as we surround this globe, holding the Merkabic field of the earth in our hands, just as we did with our physical bodies. And see any places in the earth where there may be rifts or holes or disfigurations, or ripples or discolorations. Wherever your hands may be guided to go on the surface of the planet, send this healing. As above, so below, as you have just worked upon your own personal fields, you now, in a balanced state, may send these same frequencies of the highest vibration, only those which the planet is ready and willing to receive with ease and grace and joy and gently. Areas where there may be pollution, there may be tension, there may be devastation of the natural or human making. Just hold the balance and the peace in those areas. And now as you expand out your field, and you go out into the solar system with your energy, each of you may be drawn to a different planet, a different place in our solar system. We will surround the sun. And at this time, you can ask that you physically be given the highest frequencies that you are ready to receive from the sun. Turn around, and not facing the sun, but facing with your back to the sun. Send that light and balance and healing out to the whole solar system. And ask that only the highest good of all, ease and grace and joy, and gently these frequencies be sent out where they are ready to be received for the highest good of all. And only that which is ready to receive is sent. And now gently, into the room, back down to the planet, into your bodies, keeping that connection to your higher self always present, consciously, staying in this space. We are most pleased to be in your presence once again. We are Toltec. We have come to speak with you of a great birthing process that has been actually happening for some time. That birthing process has to do with the higher evolution of all of the elements of everything that is manifest and unmanifest, in conscious and unconscious thought and beingness, on this planet as well as in all creation. This birthing that we speak of, you have witnessed in some of your scientific pictures that you were speaking of earlier, where your sun of this solar system has recently given birth, and it was caught on camera. She gave birth to a new level of consciousness. It doesn't mean that your newborn solar child will be walking and talking by 2012, but it has occurred. And as with many mothers, this was a joyous event which rippled around the surface of your son. These events will continue, as with your humans. Once you give birth, some of you liked it so much you want to go right back in and do it again. And with each birthing, there can be more than one child, more than one consciousness, more than one level of awareness, more than one dimensional accessibility. However, even though something is present and there, unless you are conscious enough to ask to be a part of that birthing process, you may remain oblivious to the child being born. And as nothing is separate in everything in all creation and all elemental worlds are as above, so below, this birthing, this motherhood, even if you are of a male gender, has happened within you. Your seed of light, your star, your sun, your solar sun, personal solar sun, is having this opportunity. And so when you are aware of this, you may then take the opportunity to avail yourself of these frequencies, of these newly born, newly created energies that now are available to you and were not before. And as we say, it is a choice, because some are ready to receive these frequencies and some may not be. This is not a judgment. It is merely a statement. This is the way it is. If you go to nature and you look, you see that it is very diverse. And so too, humans are very diverse. You don't judge the rabbit because it doesn't run like the deer and hops. You just say, that's a deer, that's a rabbit. So you find within yourself what is in your highest and best. And you pull that in and you wear it and you see how it feels. Knowing that things have accelerated even more, opportunities are even more abundant, but opportunity, if it is taken before one is ready, may not spell happiness. If opportunity comes as a result of balance, then it is a blessing and a joy. And the birthing of your new awareness will be with ease and grace and joy. It only requires that your intention and your consciousness be balanced. And to find the balance, we recommend going to nature, however that is for you. Observing the peace, the quiet, the solitude. However you can create that peace, quiet, and solitude for yourself. In meditation, creative endeavors, watching a fish tank, going for a walk in nature, meditating on your navel, does not matter. Whatever, as they say, floats your boat, would be most beneficial at this time. To bring more joy into your life is to allow these new frequencies the opportunity to be embodied by you. Once embodied, the struggles that many of you have been having of late, because these events were coming, will be eased. The struggle will no longer seem so immense, because you will be more at peace within yourself. We thank you for this opportunity to speak. And there is another who would like to come. Well, souls, how be you? Do we need to introduce ourselves? We are Ashtar. The celestial command saying happy birthday, isn't it grand? We have waited for this time for eons, and we are grateful to have the opportunity to speak at this time and to be present with souls who are sharing our excitement. We would like to ask if you have any questions, as we just had. Another celestial being speaking before us. Do you have any questions about what he was, or she was, or they were speaking of, if you were present? Anyone? Delicious. We are having something new this evening. No licorice.
I can get you some.
That would be lovely. What is this?
Chai.
For the people in your outer nets who may listen to this, Ashtar is just a man. And he is about to drink chai and eat licorice. What a combination. Incredible. Questions?
Well, do you want to tell us about Ashtar, about the birthday? Mm. What do you want us to know?
What would you like to know?
I'd like to know your perspective. Mm.
Keep batting it back over there.
You are an interesting soul. This soul, in case it cannot be picked up on this device, is wishing to know Ashtar's perspective about this grand birthing process. We will ask the council, as it's such an immense subject. We were hoping for more specific a question. Our perspective on this ascension process is the birthing process. On the ascension, that might take us a while. As it is in specific regard to you individually, or to the planet, or to, you know, the craters on Mars, or where would you like us to focus this?
How can we serve this birth ourselves in a greater way?
There you go. We knew you could do it. We threw it back several times. We would be most happy to give you suggestions. When you are getting up in the morning and getting dressed and preparing for your day, and deciding, well, many of you don't have choice because you are given certain parameters, but just deciding, how will I start that day? What will best serve me the rest of the day? Now, some of you will have exercises that you might do. Some of you don't have time for that, so you grab a cup of coffee. Some of you don't even have time for that, so you grab a donut somewhere. And we're not judging your choices of dietary sustenance. Excuse our, the licorice got in the way. With these new frequencies and energies, you may find that your choices in the morning will be shifting. You may find when you can speak and interact more with your own personal field, as we did in the meditation earlier this evening. We heard that meditation. We were part of bringing that through. Not just us, but the council. As you develop more interpersonal relationship with your field, and you claim the power of your own personal field and healing it and seeing, oh, there is a spot, let's work on that. As you develop that personal empowerment, which has nothing to do with a device, or your air conditioners. You have the ability in your bubble. You have the ability in your bubble to actually alter the temperature in the room without your electrical air conditioners. Great opportunity for this one. Because, in a sense, you have all been disempowered by mechanisms and mechanical devices. You may pass this around, this licorice, if you would like. There you go. You have lost your innate abilities. You have given your power away. To those things. There was a time when you didn't need cars, when you didn't need heat in the winter, when you didn't need air conditioning in the summer, when you could communicate telepathically long distances, you did not need your inner and outer nets, when you could get any information you wanted from the collective. When you were so in tune with nature that you were aware when a hurricane was coming and you knew where to take shelter without going to your weather.com, you know, and satellite pictures on your internet. That time was in Lemuria. You were the elementals. And Toltec, who is the father of all, was a living, vibrant life force that all were connected to. As the Earth traveled in to the Kali Yuga, which is the Dark Ages, memory was erased. You are about to head into an enlightened time when this will happen again. However, when it was erased going into the darkness, fear was upon the planet. Now, you're coming around to the other side of this evolution into the light, and there will be no fear as the memories are erased. If I were in your human shoes, which I am not, I, Ashtar, would eat a lot of licorice. Drink a lot of whatever this chai is. And remember the essence of your soul before the Kali Yuga. Find in your cellular memory, because it is there, that memory of who your soul has always been before you lost your memory. When you were in Lemuria, all of them, you may have been an ice cube, you may have been a streak of lightning, you may have been the water or a brook. You may have been a tree. You may have been one of the many animals. You may have been silica. But you are going back to. Your crystalline nature is changing again. So, the abilities that you had then will come forward again. So your machines will no longer be necessary. They aren't going to work anyway. Your air conditioners, you're just getting a taste of this, so won't be necessary because you ask to adjust your personal thermostat to wherever you are in the environment into balance. If you want to go somewhere, you close your eyes and you think yourself there. You want to communicate with someone, you don't use your mouth, you send the intention and you receive back the message. Now, some of you will not be happy with some of these changes. And we're not saying this is going to happen like overnight. It took eons to get to this point. A lot of darkness has been traveled through. But now, you see, the birthing is happening. It's a gestation period, as above, so below. When a seed is implanted into the mother's womb, and it starts to grow. It is in total darkness, is it not? There is a gestation period. But when it is born into the world, it takes a certain period of time to be ready. This is where you are. You're 2 weeks late. It's been over 9.5 months. And you're chomping at the bit to be born. Your son is telling you it's time. When you connect to the son in a balanced state, feet on the earth, pulling up that energy, sitting in your power, connected to your higher self, being aware that this isn't all of who you are, this little body. Connecting to all of you. Communicating with your whole sphere, your Merkabic field of energy. Keeping the integrity of that sphere. Keeping it tight and close. And every day, asking, is my body calling to me? Is there an area that's calling to me? Is there a hurt, a wound, an emotional part that needs to be healed, balanced? Look at your field in meditation. Ask your body. Ask your field. As your higher self, work on yourself. See that you're holding in your physical hands a bubble and see yourself in that bubble and just do your Reiki, your healing on yourself. Yes. As we did in the meditation. And then once you've achieved that, you can ask, is there any service I can do today to send this balance, this love, this understanding, this new birth, this new me to another? Is there another calling? Is there a country calling? Is there a place in the earth that I can hold and heal today? Not just as your little self, but as your higher self. Because that's what you're giving birth to. Yourself. Your higher consciousness. your higher awareness. Eons ago, the sun gave birth to all these planets in the same way that it is doing now. Now, this might create a little sibling rivalry, so to speak. Or there could be a little crowding from time to time, or some territorial issues with your meteors and your planets. But do not be in fear. Around you, you have a protective shield when you consciously intend that. Around the Earth, there is a protective shield, which has been consciously placed there by the higher evolution of the human, with assistance, of course. For nothing is ever separate. And there is no one almighty, powerful everything. It is a total consciousness. It is a total creation that creates, that grows, and that holds space and the void, that holds the light and the darkness. And out of one, you see, the light will be born. Out of the darkness, it is born. You can't birth the light from the light to the light, correct? So out of the darkness, the firmament. Isn't it interesting that your sun was spewing dark matter? Now, you look at that sun and you think there couldn't be any darkness there. How could this be? Dark matter out of the sun. It is birthing. It is giving birth to a new consciousness. And it must be felt here as you are a part and were a part and will always be a part of that solar energy. Years ago upon the planet, there were tribes upon your different areas that worshiped the sun. And many thought, oh, these heathens, they're worshiping the sun. Little did they know, these souls are actually far advanced. They knew that this was their parent. And so, we would thank you for your question and hope that we have answered. And wish to remind you, the more that you empower yourself to this process, because it is your own personal process, the better you will stand and flow through it. The birthing process will have little trauma for you. For some, it could be kicking and screaming into the world, the new world. And that's okay. They'll calm down. It's your choice, the journey that you create from this. Any other question about this process or what you might do to better flow through it? We're not saying it's going to be, you know, a cakewalk. It is your choice what you create it to be. But we are here at any time if you just ask to assist. And you must remember that you chose this journey. We did not choose it for you. Questions?
Will there be any time where the aliens are going to I'm always happy to get advice. I'm wondering if the sharing of technology is more widespread. I mean, I know that they've worked with governments, but that's all been kept secret and kept away from the wider people. I mean, we could be running the whole world on zero point energy for free, and it's all being kept from anybody. I'm just curious. It just seems like this whole process of ascension is going to have to, at some point, involve a transformation of how we use energy. And I just wonder, if the aliens are going to play a significant role in
interdimensional beings that are of a higher frequency will be visible because the dimensions will allow that. And because of that, there will be tremendous then changes. But until then, you know, things are firmly, it's just as your Republican and Democratic parties, they're entrenched, and they're not giving up any ground. They'll let the whole country go to hell in a handbasket just to win the next election, you know. And we're not taking sides, we're not being political. However, it is the way you all designed it. And it is no longer working. And that is obvious. So when something is obviously not working, what do? At some point, you have to change it. Either that, or you just walk away and say, I'm going to come back in another time frame, and you leave the body. Well, I don't see any of you as quitters. I see more you beings of light holding the space for the next level of awareness, because that's who you are. And so when you get caught up in the fact that I'm getting impatient and these people aren't seeing that this is broken and they're not doing anything about it, and what has to happen, you're getting frustrated because you know there's better stuff out there. Well, we can only tell you that it will change, and it will have to change, and that you, in being patient and focusing on empowering yourself and not giving your power away to newer, cleverer devices or means, you know, there are ETs who see the human species as enlightened already, because many are not a slave to technology, and technology has taken their power away because they are totally dependent upon technology. So when you talk of your ETs having an answer they're looking for it. Now, we don't consider Ashtar and the Command and the Council of Light ETs. We are not extraterrestrial beings. We are not grays or whatever. You know, we're not. We do not hold that space. Those beings are just like you, but they are caught up in technology to a degree that they have lost their power and their heart and their ability to connect to a higher consciousness. They have sold out to technology. You do not want to do that. So we are telling you that there is another way. The problem with this is that many of you do not believe it. And the reason for that is it hasn't happened. We do not expect you to believe that there's a unicorn standing in the room. If you cannot see it, you're not going to believe it. But I tell you, there are many unicorns in this place that many people do not see. There are many other aspects of the other dimensions and the higher frequencies that are not apparent to the human consciousness at this time. That will change. And when it does, you won't have these questions. It will no longer be necessary to heat your houses with fuel. So the fuel companies don't exist anymore because they're not needed. The pollution's cleaned up. Heartbeat. Nobody else is doing it anymore. You want to go someplace? You're there. You want to communicate? They hear you. You want to heal? You do it. This is why there are so many extraterrestrial beings from all different parts of creation coming here now, because they want to get out of the prison that they are in. They aren't any better than you. They're just different. Just because they have abilities to travel at higher speeds or hover or not use fossil fuels or have another technology that is bigger and better doesn't mean that they're more empowered. It means they're weaker and they actually envy humanity because it hasn't gone to those depths. It's on the brink. It wants to go there because, just as in Atlantis, it's very tempting to have what appears to be more power. But in truth, it takes your power away. And we know that it's difficult for you to hear these words, many of you, because you still have to get in your cars and drive home. You still have to live in the heat. You still don't realize the abilities that you really have to make these changes in your own personal lives. But we are telling you that if you focus there, this will serve you much more than buying a zero-point generator for your car. Now, it may help you right now with your car, and we're not saying it's a bad thing. But at the same time, be aware and cultivate your own personal power that is free of technology. Because technology is going to change dramatically. Things that used to work will not. And if you're dependent upon those things, then this is not a good place to be. So cultivate your own personal power and how you can feed yourself on love. Feed yourself on the energy coming off of the plants. You don't even need to eat them. I'm not saying you can do that now, but allow for these possibilities so that if a shift happens, when it happens, not if, you are aware that, oh, I don't have to be in fear because Ashtar told me that this day was going to come and I wasn't going to need to worry about whether or not I had 10 years worth of foods locked in my basement or enough water to drink for the next eons that was safe, or gasoline for my car, or whatever, my generator. You won't have to worry about survival. You weren't sent here to be survivalists. Now, if you get the message to gather something, do something, you follow through. But also know that there will be a time coming soon when you will be taken care of in ways you never dreamed. And it will have to do with beings that are here right now, that are invisible to you, that your whole life have been keeping you in your physical bodies and your feet upon the planet, so that this could happen this time, could be birthed by each of you. We hope that is clear. The more you can be astute and prudent and follow your guidance, but also cultivate your own personal power without technology, the better you will stand when the shifts and the changes happen. And they aren't going to happen like boom overnight, all of a sudden. No. Little by little, you will start to notice these things in waves. And the more conscious you are, the more aware of the waves you will be. And the more opportunity you will then have to access this. Like the yogis. Be able to sit on an ice block and melt it and not get frostbite on your tush. You have these abilities, but you forgot. And there's no judgment about forgetting. It's just time to remember and to cultivate that. Focus on that as opposed to the technology. Technology in the interim may be needed, you know, it's all right. But if that is everything for you, whew, when it's not needed, you're lost. You're nothing. Those who are so addicted to their computers and everything else, their TVs, they don't know how to go out and sit and just take a breath and say thank you and feel nourished by nothing, just by being. And this is why you people that live on the street, if they're in their heart, are closer to God than some corporate person in an office who's completely sold out to greed. Politicians who have lost touch with the people that they pledge to serve. Instead, they serve themselves to lie and manipulate and to keep getting put back into office and still do not do anything that they are elected to do. Instead, they twist the truth. And then when it comes time to be reelected, they twist the truth again to make it sound like they've been doing what everybody said they wanted them to do. But nothing's gotten done, so how could that be? It must be some little invisible ETs that are controlling the country, some conspiracy theory that has got it all going. And if we can just get rid of this one person or this whole Congress, change will happen. And then you put in another whole Congress and still nothing happens. So soon it will not be necessary. If it's not working, you get rid of it. And, you know, there could be some rocky times, but it is all what you are designing and creating. And that is the answer. Everything in your reality is what you have designed and created it to be. Maybe not consciously, but at some level. Must be daytime on that side of the planet, nighttime on this side. Isn't it interesting? The light and the darkness. The balance. From the void, you are created. From the heart of the darkness, your soul came forth. Not just your personal soul, but the soul of creation. And that is something that we will leave you with to think about. We are grateful to have been with you. And we thank you for giving us the opportunity to bring this information through. And we send it out now, and for anyone listening, we say, you are blessed. You are blessed. Truly, you are blessed.